Hello, and welcome back to SaaS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 176.
The last episode of January. Brian, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mary. I had a pretty eventful week.
Really? I would say my weekend was pretty chill, and we did the same stuff.
That's true. I mean, you're just used to a bigger week than me. You know, I went outside, so it was eventful. No. I think it was on Friday or Saturday, you sent me an email about some sea lions being noisy in Ballard.
Yeah.
So we both decided to go over to, where was it?
It's by Ray's Boathouse. So there's an article in the Seattle Times, I think on Saturday, that mm-hmm. there was all these sea lions out on a barge or a pier area near Ray's Boathouse in Ballard. And so went out there, and there was a bunch of people watching out there also. And probably 7 or 8 sea lions up on top of the like the wood, but then there was like 40 or 50.
Yeah, there's a lot of them,
and like almost near constant noise.
Yep, they were clapping their flippers too. A couple of them were, and then
and just trying to stay on too.
Oh yeah, yeah, because what they were on was basically rotating based off the weight that they were all putting on it,
and it looked like
they're about to flip over, but and they adjusted their little blubbery bodies accordingly. Yep. And what I liked the most about that was there was a sign that said, like, no loitering.
Or trespassing. Violators will be prosecuted.
Yeah. So I don't think that applies to the sea lions. So
they're good to go. The owner in the article, I don't know if you read the whole article, but the owners of that area said that he would use a hose trying to get them off at first, but that didn't do anything.
Yeah, they probably liked it.
Probably pretty noisy though if you live in that area. I mean, you're on the water, so
that's true.
Boo-hoo, that's like true. Too bad the sea lions are too loud while you're on your Zoom call, but but it was pretty loud and but very entertaining.
Yeah Other eventful things that happened this week were we went to an open house.
we're not buying anywhere, no one's
buying anything.
Just in the neighborhood, there was an open house for a townhouse. It's like $684,000.
So way out of my range. Well, anything.
Yeah, same. But like we went, there was 2 bedrooms in this place and it was like, 3 stories high plus a roof deck. But the bedrooms, they're both the same size and you literally could not even fit a queen size bed in there. Like you could fit a queen size bed in there, but nothing else, nothing. Like you could not fit a dresser or a desk or like both Brian and my bedrooms right now, both of our rooms are pretty small and they just have like a sliding glass door on them. But like in my room, I have my bed, I have a lamp, I have my dresser and I have my bike. And like, you really could not fit all that stuff in this bedroom. It was tiny. Granted, the closets were like walk-in closets. So like bigger than what I have now, but still like I could fit my dresser in there if I were to buy this place, which I would not, but it was just tiny. But then like, so both bedrooms tiny, but then the other part was like, you walk straight into this place. There's a little pretty small kitchen, not that much counter space, the tiniest living room. Like, and it's supposed to function as a living room and a place to put a table to eat. And I don't know how it would fit. We actually had to look back at the Zillow pictures after, because we're like, where do you put the TV in this place? And there was no TV.
There was no TV in the picture.
I'm like, well, this isn't going to work. We need a TV. and there's like a table area, but it was just like a tiny, tiny table with 2 stools. I'm like, eh. I mean, not thinking like a huge place to eat, but there was like nowhere. And like, my couch is not that big. I don't know if it would have fit in that place. And yeah, Brian's couch is even bigger. Definitely would not fit.
Yeah, that's definitely it gives you a little glimpse of what modern urban planning is. Like, all right, here's 10 by 10 feet. There's your living room.
And there's no driveway or garage on, like, I feel like a lot of townhouses have like a 1-car garage or something, but this had none. So you park on the street. I think the only thing I liked about this place was the roof deck.
The roof deck, yeah.
That was pretty cool. But you know. Yeah, not enough, not $684,000 worth. Like, if I lived there, you'd have to spend most of the time on the roof deck. There's no space on the inside.
Yeah, agreed. It was a lot of stairs because you basically were going straight up. It was not built by length or width at all. It was going straight up.
Literally, you walk in, like I said, it's just like kitchen, living room, eating area, tiny. Up the stairs, one bedroom and a bathroom. Up another set of stairs, master bedroom or same size bedroom, but the bathroom was inside the bedroom area. And then walk up one more flight of stairs out to the roof deck.
Yeah. Yeah. So this very, very compact.
But it was fun to look at them though.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was like 6 blocks from basically where we live. So it was just a fun walk. And yeah, it was really fun. Yeah. And just also new weekly news. This today, Tuesday, the 25th of December marks about
December
two, or sorry, January.
I'm losing. Oh, a my month mind. Ago was Christmas.
Yes. But that's not what I was getting at. I was going to say this marks 2 weeks of me pulling off no shave January.
Oh yes.
And right now it's going pretty well. Honestly.
No, it's not been 2 weeks.
I think it has.
No, it's been like a week and a half.
Are you sure?
Started like last Monday, maybe last Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you would.
Maybe it feels like it's been 2 weeks. It feels all like right. It's been forever since you shaved it.
It's been terrible, but, yeah, I just figured I'd share that because I've never actually done No Shave November. So,
well, you attempted freshman year of college, but you were only 18, so it didn't really.
Yeah, who knows? Really, maybe puberty hadn't kicked in yet.
Yeah, I think you were still going through puberty at that point or something. Because I think you did that for like until Thanksgiving that year, and there's nothing compared to this. Like, you've had a lot more hair growth in the last week and a half than you ever had freshman year.
Yes, I don't know who I'm trying to like model this off of, but maybe. When I do shave, you mentioned that I could try shaving so I look like Drew Timmy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to do that.
Handlebar mustache, you definitely should. Just for, I mean, not for permanent, just for like the picture and then shave it, the rest of it off. I mean, maybe. Or if you want to, maybe you'll just shave off the rest and you'll be like, you know what? I actually like the handlebar mustache. You never know. You never know.
No.
Or that's you could have a soul patch.
No, all that is just... I'm sorry if anyone's listening that has a soul patch, but
that's Apollo just... Ono, if you're listening, Brian apologizes.
I apologize, but that's just not, that's not in Mary.
Well, famous Olympian from around here, Apollo Ono, he used to have a soul patch. I don't know if he still does, but when he used to compete in the Olympics, he did.
Oh, well, okay then.
Speaking of the Olympics, those are next week and we will be talking about the Olympics more then. Those are starting on February 4th. So very exciting stuff. But for this week, we have three topics. We're going to I'll first give you an update about The Bachelor. Then we're going to go over a weird news story that Brian found. And then I'm going to give Brian a quiz about things. Did they happen in 2020 or 2021? Because the last 2 years, I mean, it's been, almost been 2 years of since COVID started. And a lot of things have happened and a lot of things have blurred together. It's hard to remember what happened in what year. So just thought that'd be a fun quiz for Brian to do. But first, we'll start with The Bachelor. So the last we talked about it, we had talked about the first episode and went over all the contestants and the limo entrances and all that. And then 2 weeks ago was the second episode. Past week, there was no episode on Monday because of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And so we're just going to recap this one episode. So much faster than our normal two or three episode recaps. But this episode basically starts with an overly emotional return to the Bachelor Mansion. Like, the contestants literally act like the house was a treasured cultural institution that had been closed for decades. No, they just didn't film there for three or four seasons because of COVID. They were screaming. They were like, oh my gosh, look at this couch. Ah! Okay, cool. Brian and I have driven by that place. It's just a house, just a big house in California.
Yep, just a big house.
The first date was basically plan a child's birthday party, and the celebrity guest was Hillary Duff. She's promoting a TV show. And one of the women, Cassidy, she was like, oh, you were my first concert. I love you so much. Like, just was way more into Hillary Duff than Clayton.
Yeah, she was super fangirling.
Yeah, I mean, I know that they have some like guest hosts and guest people once in a while, but typically they can play like stay pretty cool, calm and collected, and like not geek out over meeting a celebrity, but she definitely did. So the women got to work blowing up balloons, making a birthday cake, constructing a playhouse, you know, hanging up streamers, whatever, in a backyard. But like I said, Cassidy is way more into talking to Hillary Duff. So she talks to Hillary Duff and says, you know, she's a front runner and blah, blah, blah. This is literally the second or third day that since the whole show started. So I don't know how she figured that out. And then she spends other time just making out with Clayton next to the pool, basically not helping, not doing what she need. It was assigned to do to set up for this birthday party. And then the birthday party starts and Clayton is jumping around in a bouncy house. And one of the other women that dresses up as clown, whatever. Cassie brings out the birthday cake and then she drops it on the lawn. And then the birthday girl's face, she tells her, she's not here to throw a birthday party for a kid. She's here to get to know Clayton, which I don't even know if she rough. Is. Yeah.
I remember seeing that. And she was like, she's been like goofing around the entire time while all the other contestants were basically giving attention to the kids, which is basically like the whole point. Like, can you be a good, at least a fun parent? Mm-hmm. And so this girl's like not participating. And then somehow she gets hold of the birthday cake, which she didn't cook. Another contestant actually cooked that.
Who was like very upset that she even like took the credit for making it.
So she's bringing out this other girl's cake and then she's like, la-di-dee, la-di-da. And this, whoops, I dropped it. And then not like remorseful. It's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She's just like, oh well. Which that definitely rubbed me the wrong way. I'm pretty sure that pretty much made it so like the rest of the contestants did not view her favorably.
Well, I mean, they already weren't enjoying her that much because True. She didn't help out, but yeah, dropping the cake. And then, I mean, all of those kids are probably child actors. Like, we have no idea who these people are.
Right.
So I don't think that the girl was actually upset that her birthday party went wrong, but you know,
who knows, maybe it wasn't even her birthday.
Probably not. So for the nighttime portion of the date, Clayton, everyone we were watching this with was very confused by this. Clayton's wearing a thin white hoodie under a navy sports coat. People thought that it looked pretty odd from the people that we were watching the show with.
Mm-hmm.
Just an interesting choice, basically a sweatshirt with a sport coat on top. I don't know what these people are doing when they're dressing him. But he kisses a bunch of women during this nighttime portion. And maybe past bachelors have kissed this many women before and it's been edited out, but he has been shown kissing a ton of different women in these first two episodes.
Maybe that's just how he says hello.
Yes.
Normal and then people when, shake hands, he kisses people.
Yeah. And then when the women are not with Clayton, everyone else in the group date is basically yelling at Cassidy for being a jerk and doing nothing at the birthday party. And her comeback is, I'm simply not going to apologize for not hanging enough streamers. Which, okay, fine. Like, it's definitely not a real birthday party, but also need to please Clayton and just go along with it. Doesn't help anyone to be the villain, but
right.
That's what she's doing. So next up is a one-on-one date with a contestant named Susie. They get in a helicopter and then it lands on a yacht. Pretty, you know, fancy date. And then they hang out on the yacht. Not too much to talk about there. But then Susie opens up about how her dad was ill last year. It definitely sounds like he had COVID from her description, but I don't know if the show is going to bring up, you know, that COVID word on the show. A pandemic doesn't, I don't know if that exists in this, you know, world.
Yeah, probably not. I don't know when this was shot, but it might have been
in the fall.
Okay, so it was before the Omicron spike? No, I think it was right during the Omicron spike.
No, it's before.
Oh, okay.
And then they have dinner and a singer performs and they dance, just what normally happens on these dates on this show. And then for the last group date of the episode, there's a bunch of women. There's so many people at this point. Again, it doesn't really matter that many people's names, but there's a woman named Shanae who basically looks exactly like Cassidy from the other group date. And they've been talking, their BFFs that they met yesterday. They basically all go to this barn, I think it was, and a comedian named Z-Way leads them in a game of Never Have I Ever. And then they complete an obstacle course. And Shanae just becomes furious with this other woman for basically no reason. The other woman is named Elizabeth. Elizabeth sat next to Clayton, and so Shanae just strike one against Elizabeth. How dare she sit next to my boyfriend, who's dating like 30 people. And then so she's mad at Elizabeth, and then during the obstacle course, she actually like pushes Elizabeth into, I think, whipped cream or mud or something like that, because she's just so mad that she sat next to Clayton. And then she goes up and tells Clayton that Elizabeth is two-faced and here for the wrong reasons. Again, this all started the day before. Maybe they didn't show something on the TV, but from what we've seen, Elizabeth has done nothing wrong.
Right, right.
Sinead just continues her tirade. Yeah, she continues her tirade. If you think this is like getting very out of hand quickly, you're right. None of these actions make sense. Sinead approaches Elizabeth to have a conversation about this mysterious and completely baseless beef. And Sinead claims that Elizabeth has ignoring her. And then Elizabeth explains that because she has ADHD, she has a really hard time processing multiple auditory inputs. And Sinead responds that, yes, she considers this a symptom of being two-faced, and continues to make fun of Elizabeth for having ADHD. And it's really ridiculous and like,
yeah, it's not a good
look. Looks like an idiot. And then Sinead tells Elizabeth that she has ADHD too, as if that's going to help her. I don't know. There was a few women who didn't get to go on any dates this week at all. And one of the women, I don't remember her name, decided to make a weekly scrapbook with Clayton. And I pointed out to everyone we were watching with that all they could do that week was put some stickers on a page because they didn't actually see each other for the entire week. So they showed them putting some stickers on a blank piece of paper.
That's pretty bad.
It was pretty funny. And then the episode ends on some drama when another woman, Sierra, tells Clayton that she overheard Cassidy, the person from the first group date, talking about a guy she's seeing back home. And then the preview just shows Clayton going up to the host and asking if anyone's ever taken a rose back before. And funny enough, the host, Jesse, who used to be The Bachelor a long time ago, he did take a rose back from someone when he accidentally called the wrong name during a rose ceremony.
That's so bad. So he would know something about that.
Yeah, Jesse's like, yeah, it was me. I'm the one that did that first. So go ahead and do it again. But yeah, so that was the second episode of The Bachelor. And as you can tell, the drama is heating up already, as it always does.
Yep. And yeah, definitely not. No one's Team Cassidy.
Yeah, or Sinead.
Or Sinead. So this is actually one day ago, this news article came out, and basically
you are on top of it.
I'm always on top of the news, Mary, but here we go. So this is about a woman that stumbled on a winning lottery ticket in her spam email folder. Now, I don't know about you guys,
I would say it's not real.
Yeah. I never check my spam email folder. And,
me neither.
If I did, and I saw like a subject saying you won money, I'd be like, yep. That's exactly where that belongs.
I'm actually going to check my spam email folder right now and see if I have won any money.
Of course, yeah.
As a scam. Yep. It says I won $5,000 in just three emails that I got today. I won $500, $3,000. And yeah, won a lot of money.
Maybe you should follow up on that, Barry.
Maybe.
But anyways, so this person, Laura Spears, she didn't know apparently she was going to be going treasure hunting, quote unquote, when she opened her spam folder in her email account. The reason she was looking at her spam folder is she was looking for a missing email from someone else. Mm. But when she saw basically one of the subject lines, which I'm assuming it was, you won money.
Again, though, I would say that's a scam and that I, you know.
Exactly. I know. But maybe it was a more official subject line. Like,
I don't know what subject line can make you.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
It says official, do not delete. Then I'm like, I'm going to delete this.
Exactly. Exactly. But she apparently, she came across this email saying that she'd won a prize. And it turns out that she had hit the 3 million jackpot in Michigan's lottery, Mega Millions, on New Year's Eve. But it wasn't until January that she actually stumbled upon this email alerting her of her own win. Right?
How does that work, though? I thought that you had to turn yourself in. Like, you had to... I didn't know that you could just get an email if you won.
I don't know that...
Because you buy a lottery ticket and you're not putting your email address down.
She has it. She has an online account with her email actually synced
with it. I didn't
know
you could do that. Okay.
I didn't know you could do that either. Like...
You've been going to the sketchy 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I just get a card and fill it out. Like, they don't know my name, my phone number, or my email. But anyways, so maybe she's like a repeat lottery player. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so she stumbled upon it in January, you know, on accident, right? And she realized she had forgotten to check her winning numbers at the time of their selection. Who does that? So I'm assuming she plays that a lot. But anyways, so she logged into her online account and confirmed that she had won the reward. Apparently the lottery was actually only advertised for 1 million, but she had opted in to pay the extra $1 for the mega plier, which basically triples her earnings.
Oh, wow.
So she's getting lucky upon lucky right now. And yeah, so she just,
what if she hadn't checked her, what if she hadn't checked her spam account for a few more months, and then it would have been like, this expires on January 31st.
I know they expire. I don't know when they expire specifically. I think you, I don't want to say anything, but I've, my guess is like, I think you have like a year to claim it, well, but
still though.
But yeah, she basically told the news that she's now going to be making some adjustments to her email inbox. And she definitely added a Michigan lottery to her safe senders list just in case she wins again. Let's see. So what she plans on doing with the $3 million is she's going to give it out to basically friends, family, and then she hopes that it's going to basically let her retire early.
That's so good.
Yeah. And she's a 55-year-old, so she'll be able to shave off a couple decades from her retirement, or maybe a decade, depending on her financial situation. But she should be good.
Well, I mean, if she's been playing the lottery that much that she forgot that she even had tickets and didn't check her email, maybe she's been spending a lot on.
Yeah, maybe she has nothing. But even if she just sat on, $2 million, I'm pretty sure that'll carry her.
Oh yeah.
Into the horizon, happily ever after. So crazy story, people. Check your spam email folders. But actually, I honestly do not advise you to click on any of them.
Yeah, are saying do not click on anything. I also have been trying to think of any subject line. I write subject lines and at work, and I can't think of one subject line that says I won the lottery that I would click on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, maybe if you'd actually played the lottery recently,
I guess
it might be a little bit more fishy, but even then I really wouldn't do that. So
anyways, well, you said that you are on top of the news since you got that story that came out just yesterday.
Oh, but yeah.
Now we're going to do a quiz to see if you actually have been on top of the news for the last 2 years. So basically, I'm just going to ask you, I think they're headlines or just things that have happened. And you're going to say if they happened in 2020 or 2021. And then if you get it right, then maybe a bonus point for the month, because I have the month that some of these things happened as
well. Oh, man. All right.
Okay.
Let's do this.
So this one's just starting off easy, I hope. Tiger King was first released on Netflix.
I want to say 2020. I feel like it was a while ago.
It was the beginning of the pandemic. That was a show that a lot of people watched. Something that brought everyone together when we were all apart quarantining.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Next up is the Tokyo Olympics took place.
Tokyo Olympics. I remember this recently. We did a podcast with Brayden. I really hope this was 2021.
It was the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, but it happened in 2021.
Oh, so correct. Thank goodness. Okay.
Yeah. So correct. It was still branded as the 2020 Olympics since it was postponed and they'd already bought all the signage and everything and made a logo.
But all right, can't undo that.
Happened in 2021. Well, they were losing money already.
Yeah.
So the United States hits 5 million COVID-19 cases with few signs of the infections slowing.
That's got to be 2020.
You know what month?
5 million. Maybe sometime in the fall, maybe August.
Yes, exactly.
Really?
August 2020.
Man, I'm just so good.
We're killing it so far. Okay, next up, you might not know this one. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's explosive Oprah interview.
I was aware of this happening. Not that I cared, but I did hear of it. I think
what
this
year
was
did it happen?
Something, this has to, this was more recent. So I would say within the 2021 year.
Yes, it was March 2021. I think that people didn't really care about them in 2020. We had bigger things to worry about then. But
yes,
then,
exactly.
You know, the world started, people starting being vaccinated, and you know, things were looking good in last spring, starting to look good at least. And we're like, you know what? What's going
on? Let's check in on the lives.
Yeah, let's check in on the ex-royal family.
Yeah.
Next up, Washington's NFL team retires its name, long condemned as an anti-indigenous slur.
Ah, Okay. I do. This is a while ago too, so I'm going to have to say more of the 2020 range.
Correct. What month?
When does football season start? I would say the first half, maybe. Was it more of the first half of it, 2020, though?
It was July 2020.
Okay, so in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Ish. Okay, all right.
So far you've gotten all of them, right? I think they're
the Washington football team now.
Yeah, I thought that was a temporary name, but maybe it still is, but they've been the Washington football team for two seasons now, I believe.
Well, maybe all the proposed alternatives are also
not PC. I mean.
But who knows?
The FDA grants full approval to Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine.
Well, the vaccines came out at the end of 2020, and I knew that it didn't have full approval at first, and we got approved through an emergency approval. So This would be 2021. We actually had a podcast on this.
Yeah. Do you know what month it was?
That is a good question. I would say October.
Close. It was August.
Okay. It was the second half of the year. I knew that.
It was the first COVID-19 vaccine to pass this final regulatory hurdle.
Yes, that's good.
Next up, Kim Kardashian files for divorce from Kanye West.
Oh, that happened? Oh my God, poor Kanye. No, I'm just kidding. Honestly, Kim Kardashian is probably better off without him. Anyways, enough of my opinions on celebrity lives. I think
she's dating a Saturday Night Live actor now.
So. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyways, this would definitely be 2021. This is more recent news because I would definitely forget about this if it was further longer ago.
You didn't forget about it. You acted like you forgot about it.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So this would be 2021. I think this was more.
I don't know what month.
Okay. I think it was more in the beginning of 2021, but it is 2021.
Okay. Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman dies after a battle with cancer.
Ah, this is very sad. But I also know this was a while ago. In my mind, a while ago is more than 1 year ago. So I'm going to say 2020.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Next up, Twitter permanently suspends then President Donald Trump. What year and month, if you know?
I think this was 2021. In the very beginning of the year, January, right after the insurrection, because it's pretty much, they just went hand in hand. So
next up, Amazon's Jeff Bezos makes history with all civilian suborbital flight.
Oh, that is a very good question. I feel like this is more recent news. Jeff Bezos has always been trying to one-up everyone, including Elon Musk. And it turned out that SpaceX was getting close to these things. So Jeff was like, beat you to it. I think he grabbed William Shatner too. That would be 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Next up, millions of Texans wake up without safe drinking water after a winter storm.
Ooh. I think it's been a year since that point. So was it in 2021 or 2020? See, I should actually remember this because it's actually affected... Because my mom and my dad live in Texas, and my mom had to like de-thaw her pipes, and I'm pretty sure my dad had like worse effects. I can't remember. This was 2020 or 2021. It was either at the end of 2020 or the beginning of 2021.
What's your final answer?
I'm just going to say 2021, the very beginning of it.
It was February 2021, so almost exactly a year ago.
Yes. Okay, we're good.
There was a headline that said fewer than half of Americans say they'll get a coronavirus vaccine.
Honestly, that could probably be any
time. When was the first time that you think that might have appeared?
That's probably 2021. The vaccines were more of a thing in 2021. 2020
That's the first one you've gotten incorrect.
Oh,
this headline came from August 2020. So people have been... half people have decided not to get the vaccine even before a vaccine even existed.
Yikes. That's not good.
Next up, Alex Trebek, a Jeopardy host, dies after a cancer battle at age 80.
I feel like that was a while ago. You know, Jeopardy's been trying to find a suitable replacement for Alex Trebek for probably about a year now. So I'm going to have to say 2020.
You know what month?
Maybe December.
Close. November.
November. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Two more to go. Parasite becomes first foreign language film to win Oscar for Best Picture.
I've never seen Parasite, but it hasn't been in the news recently, so I'm going to have to say 2020.
Correct. And then lastly, Bernie Sanders' mittens and J-Lo's Let's Get Loud performance turned Biden's inauguration to a fever dream.
Okay. So Biden got inaugurated. Oh, did he get inaugurated at the end of 2020 or in the beginning of 2021? I think it would be in 2021. So I'm going to say 2021.
Yep. January 2021. So okay. You got all but one of them correct. So you have been staying on top of the times and knowing when, what year things happened. Sometimes I feel like it's gotten kind of blurry.
I read all these news articles during my work hours, by the way.
No.
Just kidding.
For legal purposes, that was a joke.
Yeah, that was definitely a joke.
But anyways, that's it for this week. Hope you guys have a good rest of your week. And we'll be talking Olympics next week. Woo!
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Shopping online can be a real hassle. You have to jump from tab to tab, comparing prices and trying coupon codes to make sure you're getting the best deal. Let me introduce you to Honey, the world's most popular money-saving app and browser extension. I use Honey all the time. Whenever I'm about to check out online, I click the button and it finds me the best coupon code available and instantly applies them to my cart. Honey is totally free. In fact, the only thing it can do is save you money. Get the Honey browser extension by going to sassstorysarcasm.com/honey and start saving some money today. Did you know the American Heart Association recommends 150 active minutes each week to help with heart health? What if you could earn rewards just for being healthy? That's where Paceline comes in. Paceline is a free app that gives you rewards for exercising 150 minutes per week. Keep up a weekly streak and get even more rewards. Every week of your streak, the rewards vary. You can choose from gift cards from Amazon, Starbucks, Target, and more to discounts for products or services, and even donations to charitable organizations. Join me on Paceline. To get started, download the free Paceline app, connect it to your activity tracker, and use our referral code SSSPOD to start earning rewards just for being healthy.